Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder.
There was once a dream. You could only whisper it. Anything more than a whisper, and it would vanish.
A battle between good and evil.
You don't know the power of the dark side.
Where shall I find a new adversary so close to my own level?
Try the local sewer.
You know of the rebellion against the Empire?
The Avengers, Earth's Mightiest Heroes.
Peace means having a bigger stick than the other guy.
One of these days, I'm gonna have a stick of my own.
I'm Groot.
Welcome to the Neverland Podcast. The podcast for lovers of Disney, Pixar, Marvel, and Star Wars.
I'm glad you're here to tell us these things.
Please welcome your host, Jeremy.
I thought he'd be taller.
Yeah, I can fly.
All it takes is faith. Rust.
Well, if it isn't the Star-Spangled Man with a plan, what is your plan today?
Up to Neverland!
Take your pixie out of your pockets, Neverlanders. Sprinkle some of that pixie dust around. Think up that happiest thought. And follow me, Head Lost Boy Jeremy, the Spider-Pan, to Neverland one more time. Well, I said that almost like it's the last time. This is not the last time, but come with me again into Neverland. I've got something kind of special for you this week. Coming up this Friday, August 23rd, will mark the 10-year anniversary of my first and only time walking into Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom. And I've got a lot of audio. I'm going to just share some audio with you this week. I thought that would be kind of fun to kind of commemorate it that, yes, I've only been there one time. But I discussed it even today with Lost Boy Philip, he says that was quite a life-changing event for you. And I suppose it was, because it was soon after that I was listening to Disney podcast. Soon after that I started this show. Soon after that I went back to school. After some time at school, I'm now working in radio, and I would really like to go back and visit a Disney park, but I'm still broke, so I'm not going to be going for a while. But if you'd like to help to keep this show going, Patreon is a very important and wonderful way for you to do that. Also, you can leave reviews for us on iTunes to draw more people. Share the show with other people, because if you're enjoying this show, your friends will probably enjoy it as well. There's some other bits of things to mention, like the animator of Roger Rabbit has passed away, and also Super 7 at PowerCon over the weekend revealed some new Thundercats figures that they're going to be releasing soon, also some new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles figures they're going to be releasing soon that are very, very cool if you're into that sort of a thing. But the less time I spend talking about stuff, the more time I have to share some audio and maybe share a little bit of my nostalgia and memories of going 10 years ago. But the very first thing, though, that I remember happening when I walked into the park is a parade. Let me share that audio with you. It's great. We came in, and there's a show.
Thank you.
close my eyes, I can't see.
Not bad for our first walking in the door. We're going into Adventureland. Well, here's Josh going into Adventureland. All right. We're going under the Swiss Family Treehouse. We have no idea what it is, but we're going. Oh, cool. This might be just a thing to go and get onto or something, I suppose. Either way, that's pretty freaking cool. The kitchen. For some reason, people have been throwing coins on the bed. Oh, glass, you can't see. A little desk and a mirror. Oh, you can see the castle in the distance. With the added bonus of your phone ringing. Much better view of the kitchen here. The Swiss Family Robinson Hut treehouse, which basically is just a big walkthrough, no ride. If that's okay, it's really freaking cool. Okay, there's Camel Head. Will spit water on you as you walk by, apparently. We are actually in Agrabah. There it is. Wait a minute, and that's a sign right there? There it is. Oh, there it's showing up. The Pirates of the Caribbean. There's a pirate show going on over here. A little waterfall over there.
You don't seem like the usual sort attracted to the lure of this dire provision. But perhaps I'll misjudge you. Do you seek adventure?
Yeah. The cat and mouse, do you seek adventure?
Do you seek a reputation as someone to be reckoned with? Do you seek treasure beyond your wildest dreams?
Woohoo!
Well, it don't come easy. Savvy?
Six should be. Six bottles of rum.
pungent harami. It be gold I'm after.
The key.
Strike your colors, you brazen eyes.
Get to see the look on Captain Jack's face. When the ears tell only me what's got the goods. Keep still. I'm studying me map. Oh, it's the treasure map for sure, and no mistake. And by thunder, that scoundrel Captain Jack Sparrow will never lay eyes on it. Nor be scared to help him.
Accept this magnificent treasure as my reward for our villainy, larceny, skullduggery, and disdignity. Take out of my heart is your heart. Yo, 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 pirate's life for me. I raise a toast to all of my many shipmates lost at sea. Salute. Drink up my heart is your heart. Rest of the scoundrels, villains, and knaves. Take out of my heart.
We're gonna take a jungle cruise on one of these boats.
If you want to stay dry, make sure that you're sitting on the seats that are painted blue. If you don't have a seat that's painted blue, then you find somebody who's wearing blue and you sit on them. It'll work. Please, I'm going to take you up on that. Paint your hands, let's turn around, wave goodbye to the people on the dock. We may never see them again. That's okay because we don't know them, right? Welcome to the Jungle Cruise. Do I have any first-time Jungle Cruisers? First time. Back there. First time here. Okay. Me too. My name is Carol. I'll be your skipper, your alligator tamer, and your swim instructor. We're going to be going through four continents and four rivers today. Our first river is called the Amazon, and everything grows huge in the Amazon. If you look out into our jungle, we have these beautiful butterflies. They have a wingspan of 12 inches. Two-way walking, 1 foot. Yep, that's hard to believe. 12 inches to 1 foot. You're the only one who got it, sir. All right. Give me five. Here, give me five on that.
Okay. I didn't even catch what you said.
Now, the Amazon is fed by waterfalls, like right here. This is called Inspiration Falls. And people always ask us, well, why is it called Inspiration Falls? Would you like to know why?
Yes.
Thank you for asking. That's so nice of you. As you watch this water go gently tumbling over the rocks, it inspires you to go deeper and deeper into the jungle. As we leave the Amazon, we're coming into the Congo River. And we're looking for the pygmy welcoming party who's supposed to be out here. And some things are hard to find. And look straight ahead. This doesn't look good. We have some empty canoes, some shrunken heads. It looks like a dead party, doesn't it? Do you suppose something scared them away? You know, being out here in the jungle, we don't know what's going to happen. Like, oh, how about a 24-foot python? That surely would scare me. Yeah. You better be careful because he could get a crush on you. He could do that. Now, let's go and stop by our tanking area and pick up some supplies. Left the back door open today. As we leave the Congo, coming into the Nile, the Nile is 4,000 miles long. It's Nile after Nile after Nile after Nile after Nile. Now this elephant is an African elephant, and you can tell that by the size of his ears. See how big his ears are? He can hear for over 2 miles. Here's another one on the right. Sometimes she'll talk to us. Let's see how she's doing today. How are you? Are you having a good day? Okay, my guests are hot. They'd like to have some water, please. Well, I gotta work on that. Her third leg doesn't look too good. As we come to the African Valley, where all the animals come down, we drink of the Nile. We got the wildebeest, giraffes, Look at all the 71 Apollos out there. Zebras, vultures, lions, only the fittest survive. And don't worry about that zebra there. The lions are in zebra city. Just about Sunday. Now, rhinos weigh 2.5 tons and they can run as fast as a horse. We tried to share that with our safari group, but they didn't listen. Sorry.
Actually, I believe that's, I can't see the name of the bird. If my wife, a biologist, was here, she'd tell you. It's actually a...
Crocodiles. Anybody like crocodiles? The big one is smiling.
Poop bear. They often think it's a monkey back. Poop bear.
Now, I know it would really be cool to go through the falls, but I've always wanted to go through, but we can't. Gotta go this way. You're right. Everybody lean. Way over. Way over. We're gonna get them way over. The people in the back there must be petrified with fear because we just have the time to read Jerry's on the pool. The Straits of Falls is named after the famous scientist, Dr. Albert Falls. Yes, I remember that for your trivia game called A Plane Crash in the Middle of the Jungle.
Oh,
that's good. The native said when this happens that we are coming into Hippo Land. But he said, don't worry, the hippos won't attack our boat.
No,
unless their ears are wiggling and they're blowing bubbles. Oh, what have we got here? Oh, we have bubbles. We have bubbles. They're drowning. Oh, goodness. All right. Well, we don't even have to scare these guys away. Yeah. That's a good sign. All right, but we're not out of the jungle yet. Look straight ahead. See the natives up here dancing. They're getting ready to attack. And they always attack. There's a boat up there. We don't want to hit that boat. Here. Yeah. No more. You're gonna find some of that. Yeah, well, we gotta watch it. 1% chance of getting wet? Right here. This elephant right here. Once in a while, likes to get a slip.
Oh, good.
You have to be really careful. You've only been wet once today. I always like to point out some of the great plants that we like here in the jungle. Like, I like this plant. That's a wonderful plant. This is a gorgeous one. And then the tall green ones that run across the back. Any questions on the green plants today at all?
What are they called?
Green, greener, and greenest.
Okay.
And they're old. You know, they've been here since 1971. Cheap Nami is our head salesperson here. He said business has been shrinking.
Oh,
yeah, two hands for the price of yours. Any takers today? No takers. Sorry, Chief. And guess what? That ends our ride. Oh, you know, that 10 minutes goes by way too fast, doesn't it?
Well, that's just a sample of what we did in the Magic Kingdom. We did come back for a few night visits during the weekend. Well, I guess it was more of like, I think we got there on a Sunday, and we stayed a few days mainly into the week, if I remember correctly. But I don't really have any good audio of the Haunted Mansion. I'm taking this audio from the video that I filmed, and I didn't film inside the Haunted Mansion because I had seen video previously on YouTube where it was really just too dark. And what I did also do is I had noticed when I got on the Haunted Mansion, I was so used to just hearing the audio that I really wanted the experience of just the audio. And I got in there into the stretching room and everybody's talking, and I was surprised by that. And then when I got to my video and I got this, I could barely hear the ghost host all through the talking, so I tried to redo the audio. So you don't really get a fresh park sound for what's going on in there, so I don't really have a good audio there, and I didn't have enough video or battery power to get through all of the Pirates of the Caribbean. That's actually what you heard there of Pirates of the Caribbean was taken at two different times, and I've edited it together on the video that I have, because I've created a DVD with this, and I have photo slideshows that I put together in for my trip on this DVD, which I haven't sat and watched, but I do have a few attractions that I just filmed the entire thing of, like you just heard the Jungle Cruise, and of course that parade. There's a few other little bits of me just kind of walking down Main Street, but I remember just enjoying everything, just taking it all in, and getting my first look at the castle on Main Street, and even going up the Swiss Family Treehouse, and I was just super excited, and I sound kind of like an idiot talking about stuff when I go up into the Swiss Family Treehouse, and I don't know what anything is. I knew nothing going in there other than I was a fan of the Haunted Mansion already because I had that cassette tape of the Ron Howard little adventure that they had, you know, with Peter Renaday as the ghost host. I'd had that, and I played a lot of that tape, and then I'd also looked at the Doom Buggies website, so I was familiar at least with the Haunted Mansion before I even went in there, and I was super excited to get on it, and it was different than what I thought it, because I hadn't heard about the updates where they had the staircases all altered, and the bride had been altered into the hatchet killer, Black Widow, so it was a little different from what I had expected, and it went by so fast. I really wanted that thing to just slow down, so I got an opportunity to look at everything. So we had to, of course, ride it multiple times because it goes by so fast. But anyways, on our second day, and I did stay, by the way, at the Pop Century. We stayed in the 1960s building. I remember having a picture next to the wall. I think was it might have been a Jungle Book, but it was some film from the 60s. But I remember staying at Pop Century. But the second day, we went over to the Disney Hollywood Studios.
Welcome to the Jedi Training Academy.
Oh, cool. Maybe I gotta check this out. Cool, we gotta watch this. In the park.
Who here would like to become a Jedi Knight?
Woo-hoo!
Who thinks they have what it takes to become a Jedi? I see the Force is strong with so many of you. You young lady in the black shirt and robe, you will be number one. Leave your weapon with your parental unit. My Padawan will hand you a robe to put on and show you where to stand. No, you may wear your own, young lady. Who else would like to be a Jedi? That young man in the striped shirt with a big smile, find your way to the training circle. Who else would like to be a Jedi? Young man in the yellow.
Well, me.
I can catch the sun right there. You can walk with it.
Why you stand in front of the Ewok?
There you are. You are in Endor.
Awesome. How are the actual second unit? My name is Michelle Wakeman. I'm the cast director for the shoot today. And part of my job is casting in extras. Words to start off every film shoot. You ready? Here we go.
Yeah. Sorry, it's one of his corners. Just keep the hat on.
Hat well. Make sure it stays on. Indiana Jones never loses that hat, right?
That's right.
Right, Vaughn?
Yes, sir.
Come on down. The shot, Ryan?
We got it, Bob.
We got the shot. All right, John, you deal. 5 minutes. Let's go. Assistant Director of the 2nd Unit. What do you think about what you've seen so far?
Woo!
Now, the 2nd Unit is responsible for shooting most of the stunt and action sequences you see in movies such as Raiders of the Lost Ark. What you're going to see today is how stunt work on a 2nd Unit is actually created. First, though, I do want you to meet somebody. Hey, Ross? Yes, John? Can I borrow Matt for just a second? Sure, 2 minutes, though. All right, 2. I'll get it back in 90 seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, this is one of our Harrison Ford stunt doubles. Please give it up for Mr. Matt Brockman!
Nice work. Look great, as always.
Now, Lion Temple, classic scene, man. Lots of stuff going on up there. I want you to tell everybody how you pull it off.
Make it up as I go.
It's not going to be very helpful, man. Now, come on, admit it. You had me kind of scared up there.
Crazy. Folks, that boulder is unbelievably heavy. It actually takes 20 more guys just to roll that thing up there.
Man, there are 18 guys inside of the ball. That's an odd way to do it.
Yeah, right. You got me. Not a real bully. Folks, trust me, it's no cotton ball either.
No, in fact, it takes over 400 pounds of rubber to make that thing roll properly, and with 400 pounds of anything, we're going to do a little damage.
Yeah, absolutely. There is a certain amount of risk and danger involved in all the stunts we do here. Now, if I had really trust that stunt team that was watching my back, I never would have done it. It's actually all about teamwork.
Yes, well, the team needs you to get back to work. Thanks for helping us. We greatly appreciate it. Matt Brockman, everybody!
Yay!
Thanks, Matt. Now, folks, all of the stunts that you're going to see today, they are real, as are the risks involved with performing them. Cast and crew are trained professionals. We're going to show you not only a lot of great stunts, but also the detailed preparation that goes into making those stunts work. Hey, Michelle?
Yeah,
you're
cool? Yeah, I think we're all ready.
Oh, all ready? Heading down, you know, guys, remember Michelle, our casting director. Hey, look, here they are. Fresh from wardrobe. How about a round of applause for your audience extras? Hey, you guys look fabulous. Wow. You know what? Not everybody can pull this look off. You guys are making it work, though, huh? I have seen some things. All right, extras. Now, as Michelle probably told you, you're going to be in our Cairo scene. In a couple of minutes before we get to Cairo. So what I'd like to do, run you through a quick rehearsal just to get you warmed up for the big scene. Now, we're going to start out simple. When I say action, I want you guys to act like a crowd. Ready? Action! Act like a crowd! Act like a crowd! Act like a better crowd! Okay, cut! Wow, look, it's a nerd convention at Bed Bath & Beyond, everyone. Okay, that didn't go as well as I hoped. Let's try this again. This time, what I'll do is I'll throw some things out quickly. Just do what I tell you, and in theory, we all get out here unscathed. All right, answers, here we go. Ready? Act happy! Yay! Happy joy, happy love, happy, happy, cut! Act angry. Ah, we're at angry, so many more angry about it. Cut! Act terrified. Whoa, oh, did you go in, my baby? Cut! Act confused. Nobody's acting. All right, guys, let's try something physical. Act like you're dancing on hot coals. Ooh, hot, very hot, very hot, very hot. Now, spin around. Look up. Look down. Look at me. Lean to your right. Want to go through that last one again? Everybody okay now? All right. Very nicely done. Very nicely done. Looks like you're having a good time. Sure you're having fun? A lot of fun. Good. I'll bring that to an end. Come down here. You can use the room. Stay this side of the wall. You want to flail around. Whenever you need to get into it, that's cool. When you actually fall down and die, if you can do it back towards center, just so everybody can see it, that'd be greatly appreciated. Okay. And also, Dave, be aware, this is not Disney magic. Concrete. Die softly. Extras, you have to react to the death of Dave. So I need you guys to pretend that Dave's your best friend you've known and loved your entire life, as opposed to some guy from England you just met and can't wait to get away from. Okay? Very nice. All right, Dave, put a knife in your hand, my friend. When I say action, come at me slowly like you're stalking me. All right? Here we go. And action. Look at Dave. Ooh, murderous look in his eyes, slow motion stalking. Interesting choice. All right, works for me. Here's Dave sneaking up on me. I got my gun out and finally... Oh! Dave's red side, but he's a tough guy. dramatic tension. I think we could put a commercial in the middle of that. That was outstanding work. Follow direction, good acting. You know what, Dave? There's a future for you in movies. Selling popcorn. Kidding! Thank you for your help. Greatly appreciate it. Guys, I want to introduce your co-stars for the big Cairo scene. Of course, remember our Harrison Ford stunt double, Mr. Pat Brockman!
Yay!
And our Karen Allen stunt double, the lovely and talented Cairo marketplace. You're doing things people do. Marketplace. You're buying, selling, haggling, marketing, whatever. Unbeknownst to Indy and Marion, there are bad guys sneaking up to attack them. You have to react to that. So extras rehearsal can be very concerned. Ooh. Okay, that was horrible. Guys, come on! It's Indiana Jones. He's about to be attacked. Perhaps he'll be killed. Ooh. That's moderately better. This side of the audience, we're going to help him out. Give it a big ooh! All right, guys, all the movies said well, let people know, ready to give the thumbs up. So, Michelle and the extras, any thumbs up from everybody, please? Thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up, thank you. Thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up, thumbs up. Wow, dude's been in the movies 10 minutes, already taking a union break. Very nice. All right, guys, do me a favor, turn around, follow Michelle, up, on to the mask. Be careful, we do not want you to hurt yourselves. Boss, we're ready for you. All right, John, I'll be right there, guys. One take, let's get this in one, let's go. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to the stunt coordinator and director of our second unit. Please give it up for Mr. Robert Herrick!
Good afternoon. Good to see you, thank you very much. I appreciate it, very kind of you. Welcome to set, you picked a great afternoon to come out. We're shooting some very exciting stunt and action sequences. And I have to tell you, the great thing about working on the Indiana Jones film is those stunt sequences you see in all four films, mostly shot old school, which means we shoot them live in front of the camera. Sit back and enjoy. It's good to see you.
You want to talk to the extras now?
Yeah, give me a couple minutes. I'll be right there. Okay, Ryan, what do you got?
Hey, boss, we're shooting both camera A, camera B wide. Camera B over here, we have a dolly move straight to center. We'll get all the action up on that site. Now, camera A over there, we'll be shooting that at 36 frames per second instead of the usual 24. Gets you very slow on the high ball.
Sure.
And then dolly move with camera B back over to the marketplace to get the kid down to Marion.
Great idea. Eliminated pickup shot. I like your thinking. Let's
all
do
right.
It.
Thanks, boss.
Please jump with my DP on the second unit director of photography, Ryan McKay.
Thanks, boss. Thanks.
Hey, Ryan. Tony, truck ready to go?
Yeah, boss. Well, I'm ready to go for it.
All right, hot as soon as Mary Beth hits the back, okay?
Yep, you got it.
Thank you. Mary Beth, roll for now. That truck, as you know, loaded with explosives. You checked it out 100 times. I'm sure. Safety loops are in the back. I want you to use them. Tie off this time. Mary Beth, get out of the truck fast. When you hear a cut, don't waste any time. Get out, okay?
Yep.
I'll get the shot. Don't worry about that, okay? Back!
Yeah!
There we go. How about that new whip sequence? How do you feel about it?
Feels good.
All right, let's go number one with Mary Beth. Let's get ready to roll. Michelle and my background actors. Hi there. Good afternoon to you. Good afternoon over there. Great to see you. You look terrific, all of you. Thank you for helping me out. Big job ahead of you, however. I know you're a small group. There's 9, 10 with Michelle. But you have to represent for me the entire population of Cairo. Can you do it? Yes! All right. Okay, Michelle, you going to stay with him?
Through the whole scene, boss.
Coach him through it. All right, guys, have fun out here, okay? John, lock it down.
Places, remember, places, everybody. This is for real. Extras, are we ready? Stunt team ready. Andy and Marion ready. Cameras ready.
We're all set.
Wide on the set, please.
Right, please.
Roll cameras.
Rolling. Head speed.
Cairo 6124. Apple, Cairo encounter. Take one mark.
Playback. Background.
And action.
Yeah.
unpredictable stunts that we do out here. Thank you, John. And I want to introduce you to someone who made that possible. Tony, you have a minute?
Yes.
Tony, please.
Yes.
This is the man responsible for rigging that last stunt. He's also responsible for all the explosions you see on the set today. Special effects supervisor, demolitions expert, this is Tony McFarr.
Hi, everybody.
Woo!
Work.
Why don't you take a moment here and tell our guests a little bit about the dangers of working with explosives.
Okay. Folks, when you work with explosives, it's dangerous. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, thank you for that valuable insight, Tony. Wow. All right, let's see if I can do better. As I was saying, for a stunt performer to work around explosives, it can be pretty tricky. But I bet you'd be surprised to learn that fight sequences are just as challenging. Now, you've seen that today already. When I choreograph a fight sequence, my guys are throwing punches. I have them swinging axe handles with the same intensity they would have if they were actually trying to hit somebody, but they got to miss by just a couple of inches. Each move that I choreograph must be committed to memory, just like a line of dialogue. It takes timing and practice and coordination to really make it look like you're hitting somebody, to really sell it. In fact, you know what, let me show you. Let me give you a demonstration to prove my point. Michelle, you know, I would love to borrow one of your extras for a fight demonstration, please. Anyone, guy, girl, doesn't matter. Anybody, right on the end. Sir, come on, yeah, come on out. Let's give Michelle a round of applause. Everybody, we'll encourage them to come on out here and help me out. That's it. Come on, sir. What's your name? What is it? Dan, where are you from? New York. Dan from New York. Nice to meet you. John. Yes, sir. That'll settle. John, grab me one of my guys that can really throw a punch.
Punch. Rich. Hey, Rich. Director wants you to punch a guy.
Dan, we're going to do a fight conversation. Very simple. Put your fist up like you're going to fight someone. Look mean. That's it. Now turn around. Let me introduce you to someone that's going to fight. You know what? I'll second. Yeah, Rich. Now, get ready for the next scene. You got a big scene coming up. I'll see you in a few minutes. Dan, Rich is just a little big for what I had in mind. Let me find someone a bit more your size. Mary Beth.
Yes.
Come here. Need to borrow you for a minute here. Will you do a fight demonstration for me? Very simple one with a
yes.
You all right with that?
Yes.
Let me introduce you to Dan. Dan, this is Mary Beth. Do what she says. Make it simple, okay?
Okay. Thanks, Dan, for helping us out. Come on over here. I know. I'm a little hot, sweaty. Sorry about that. Okay. You know what? I need you to just stand right there and don't move, okay? All right. Now, in a fighter's team, taking a punch, actually, just as important as taking a picture, apparently. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! I am really sorry. Are you okay? No, you're not bleeding. He's okay. He's okay. It's not supposed to happen like that. See what I mean? You can't get hurt if you don't have the right timing. Ah! Oh my God. Dan, you're leaving in my conscious.
I don't want to do this anymore.
Oh no! Listen, the crowd out there—they love you. Can't you hear them? They're just going crazy. There you go. And just kind of roll with my punches. You see, it takes guts! Coordination! And a real level head!
Great job, Dan. See you in the movie. trying to escape an enemy camp somewhere in the North African desert. There it is behind me. Rich, come on up here. This is where Indy comes face to face with an iron-fisted mechanic played by our stunt actor. This is Rich Dietrich.
Hey!
Rich, explain our guest the difference between a stunt actor like yourself and stunt doubles like Matt and Mary Beth. Help our guest.
Well, see, as a stunt actor, I should be playing the part of the German mechanic throughout the next scene, which means I'm going to double for me because I do all my own stunts.
That's right, Rich. But as a stunt double, it's my job to make you believe that I'm Harrison Ford.
And then I'm Karen Allen.
Right. See, some stars like Harrison Ford do a lot of their own stunts, but sometimes the risk of injury is just too great. Now, the big star we get behind, we plan to shut down this entire production, but if Harrison and I do our jobs correctly, even our best friends have a hard time telling us apart.
Guys, let's talk over a change, I'll make you please.
Hey, Matt, you know the difference is between you and Harrison Ford? No, it's $20 million.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot more than that. All right. Mary Beth, here we go. Gunner on the hill there is Jared. He's going to fire down on you. I'm going to do everything for you did rehearsal 7-1. Now use your machine gun on the first revolution. The first time around, pull the trigger, take him out. Okay? Guys, I don't have to remind you how much firepower we're dealing out here. Stay sharp. Hit those marks. Be careful, all of you. John, call it. Places. We're in places, everyone. All right, folks, this last scene is the culmination of all the effects that you've seen so far. And one thing is certain here. What you're about to watch would not be possible without the collective effort of the entire cast and the crew working together as a team to get the shot and create what we like to call here on the Indiana Jones set a little bit of movie magic. Right, guys? All right, let's do it. Lock it down, Johnny.
Final places, everyone. Ready on the hill, Jared?
That's ready, Tony.
Ready to go.
Camera's ready, Ryan.
Yes.
Quiet on the set, please.
Quiet, please.
Roll cameras.
We are rolling. And speed.
Comma 63, Charlie, desert flight, take one, Mark.
Playback.
And action.
Please.
Well, that's all the time for I have for sharing some audio. I have more from Hollywood Studios. I tried to select bits where I hadn't added music to the video because you don't capture the natural sounds of the park when I do that. But I was not aware of that sort of a thing. You know, I had never listened to Window of the Magic at the time. So I guess I would have appreciated just hearing the sounds of the park. Now I would appreciate it at the time, though. When I was putting it together, I was still, you know, I'm still a newbie at that at the time. But I mean, that was, you know, 10 years ago. I'm very different now. So... But I have even more audio from, like, Animal Kingdom, a little bit of audio from Epcot. We didn't do a lot in Epcot, which I think I've stated before. But there is more audio, and I didn't share the Great Moments, or the, not Great Moments, Mr. Lincoln, but, you know, the Presidents, the Hall of Presidents. I didn't share that audio. I've previously shared it, but there is some audio I didn't use. I have more audio. If you would like me to play it at some time, hey, drop us a line, podcast@neverlandpodcast.com. You can even give a call on our voicemail. The phone number is on the website. I don't have it memorized, but of course we'll be saying it. You'll hear it all at the end of the show with the sounder I usually use at the end of the show. But if you'd like to hear more, let us know. But right now I'm expecting next week the D23 Expo is going on next weekend. Eric is going to be, he's currently in Walt Disney World, but he's going to be going to Galaxy's Edge, and he's going to try to get some audio for us, and we'll probably share some of that next week as we talk to him about his experience in the Walt Disney World version of Galaxy's Edge. So that's what we're expecting next week, that and, of course, some D23 information, whatever we learn. But if you want to hear more of my audio from my one and only trip, and I hope it sounded pretty good. It all came off of a video camera with a pretty good setup. So I hope you enjoyed that, and come back next week. We'll have some more fun. But like I said, let me know if you want to hear some more, because I do have some other bits that I could probably share. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/neverlandpodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello everybody, this is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Yay!
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.